Welcome to the Ancient Paths Podcast. We are your hosts, Wendy and Shani, and we are two moms a quarter of a century apart, preserving tradition for a modern generation.
Last week, we talked about creating an ingredient pantry and how it can serve your home and family well. Join us this week as we explore the art of creating and using a meal plan to bring simplicity, variety, and deliciousness to your daily dining. From practical tips to real-life success stories, we've got your mealtime covered.
All right, but first it's tea time. So what is new this week?
Well, we survived the freeze.
Yes.
The big freeze, and now we are moving into really hard-charging farming.
Yeah.
Really hard-charging farming, getting everything ready. The CSA starts the week of Valentine's Day. So we've got a lot going on, a lot of greens growing, a lot of root vegetables growing, a lot of ordering of all the things. Yeah, it's exciting.
I can't wait to get some things in the ground.
Oh, it's time.
Didn't I text you the other day about getting groceries in the ground?
You did say groceries. I was cracking up. Yeah.
But I mean, for real, I need some groceries in the ground.
It's time to get some groceries in the ground.
Because food's expensive.
Food is expensive, and it's a good time of the year to plant for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the problem of having frozen ground.
Yes.
So we can, our soil is pretty friable, you know, all the time. We can plant in it, but that you just have to know which seeds will grow.
Yes.
And how, you need to know how warm, it's all science, really. You need to know how warm your soil is and get those things going. Yeah. Get those things going. What about you?
Well, okay, hang on. Are we acting like I've come back from my journey? You acted like
survived the freeze.
You
can just say I spent the weekend.
Okay, so I spent the weekend with my sister and meeting my new nephew, and that was fun. And now we're gearing up we've had another school week, and at church we have a women's conference coming up, so I'm working on all that stuff.
Yes, how fun.
We're really excited about that. We're going to have some good, it'll be a day of good teaching and worship and fellowship.
Yeah, and fellowship with the ladies in the community. Yeah, that would
be a lot of fun. So we're getting excited about that.
So what you drinking?
Let's see. Today I'm drinking, it's called Mint Medley, and I've actually made it like an iced tea, iced sweet tea. It doesn't have as much sugar as we would put in like a regular sweet tea, but it's pretty good.
Because we're in the South.
Right. Sweet tea. And we drink syrup. Down here
we do,
you know
that we do,
but it's good. It doesn't have caffeine in it, but it's refreshing because the mint in it is really refreshing.
Yeah, I love mint.
Still gives you that energy boost.
I love mint.
What about you? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Allegro Organic Rose Tulsi Herbal Tea.
I love
Tulsi. Period. Mm-hmm. Anytime. This is just good. It's like drinking a flower.
Yeah,
because you are.
Yeah.
Right.
So what is Tulsi?
I'm going to look at the ingredients here. Let's see. Organic Tulsi. Oh, everything's organic, so we'll just skip the organic. Yeah. Tulsi, organic rose petals, organic chamomile, licorice root, rose flavor, vanilla flavor, and other. Oh, I don't know. What is it? Is it rose?
Tulsi?
Mm-hmm. What is
holy
it?
Holy basil.
Is it really holy basil? No, it really is.
It really is
holy basil.
It really is.
And it's not like holy. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's called holy basil.
It's called holy basil, but it's not like blessed basil.
Some
people call it Thai basil, right? It's got a different name. It's Thai basil, and then there's another name. It's like begins with a K. Do they have it on here?
I don't remember.
It's on the seed.
Grow some this year.
Yeah, it's on the seed packet. It's It begins with a K.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. But it smells like a basil, actually. It's more purpley.
Yeah.
It has a darker green leaf. They're smaller.
Yeah.
Than a regular basil. They still have the white flowers. I'm still trying to remember the name that begins with a K.
And they've got the medicinal benefits.
They do have medicinal benefits,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were talking before we
started. It doesn't say it on here. I'm trying
adaptogenic.
Yeah, adaptogen. I'm trying to look. It just says holy basil, but
herbalist terms.
Yeah, but there's a K.
Yeah.
Some
it's
kind of
drive you crazy.
Kapioki or Kanapoki or something, something like that. The Latin names. I really like to know them. So we've already done the reading. Have we done the reading for here yet? No, we haven't.
Are you reading anything new?
No. I'm reading the exact same things. I haven't had time to read. What are you talking about? I've been farming every single day. I'm trying to substitute on my off days, and I'm just trying to get ready for all these things that I want to do. So I really haven't read anything that's new.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I have not. We've just had a lot of other things going on, so I haven't gotten to pick up reading anything this week.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I am listening to podcasts.
Yes.
And I am listening to Audible. So I am listening to, so I guess that counts.
Yeah.
So I'm back over the Jan Karen series, the Light in the Window.
Okay.
I'm listening to those again.
Yeah.
When I'm walking and stuff, because it just keeps me focused.
Yeah.
And I like
listening to audiobooks.
I do too. And I like listening to the podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Entrepreneur podcasts, the farming podcast, and I also listen to Wellness Mama, Wellness Mama. There's a lot of good ones out there.
I listened to a couple of the Wellness Mama podcasts last week, and I think it was one of the more recent episodes, and she had a lady on there who, I'm going to forget everything that she is. She's just all these things,
all these
amazing things. And she talks about how food affects your brain. And she has a couple of books out that look like they'd be really interesting. And because of my lifestyle, I will have to get them on Audible so that I can listen to them. But they also look like ones I would want a hard copy of eventually, just because of the information that's in them. But she's not about, at least from the conversation they had, she was more about look to food first as your medicine, even before looking for supplements. She used the example of magnesium. Instead of looking to get a magnesium supplement, look at what foods you can eat to get the most bioavailable.
Do almonds have magnesium?
I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to listen to. I enjoyed it. I think podcasts and audiobooks can fall into our little, what are you reading?
What are you listening to? Yeah, category. We're going to count it anyway.
It's still learning and growing and personal development.
It is. I agree with you.
Sometimes it's just for fun and relaxing, and that's good too.
It is.
So our main topic for this week's episode is all about creating and using a meal plan.
Why should we use a meal plan?
Yeah.
Why should we?
Well, what do you think? I mean, from my recent experience, it helps you not be crazy.
It gives you a free brain, right? Helps you not be crazy. It makes
my things sound a little bit more educated and mature.
That's right. It does. It does. Makes you not be crazy.
Yeah. It helps you not get to dinner time and stress out about what you're going to make. And if you happen to homeschool or have small kids at home with you and your children are with you all the time, like mine are, I have to meal plan for 3 meals and a snack every day.
Right.
Because otherwise we get to those times and I have to use brain space that I don't have to figure those things out.
Right. Well, you don't have all day to work on food. You don't have all day.
I'm all day in the kitchen sometimes.
Right. Yeah. But you really don't. Not when you're homeschooling.
Our family.
And some mamas are working all day. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the time to be thinking about it all the time to get ready. So if you plan it, it's like everything else in life. If you plan it, it goes a lot more smoothly. Those without vision perish.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we have a vision and we're planning and we're thinking and we're being prepared. We want to be prepared.
Yeah. So what kinds of meal plans are there out there?
Well, there's a bunch. You know, nowadays there's HelloFresh, Blue Apron. Those actually send the food to you, which are quite expensive.
They are. In certain seasons, we have very much enjoyed HelloFresh.
But they're cool, aren't they?
They are. It's very helpful to not have to do a lot of the steps. Mm-hmm. That's just not...
And some of those things come in the cutest little bottles.
Oh, they do. Yeah. I love the concept of HelloFresh. I wish that there was a HelloFresh out there for people who want to eat more... It's not even just organically, but just...
Like whole foods.
Real whole foods. Mm-hmm. And it not be like restaurant stuff.
Gotta be one coming.
There
has to be one coming.
But I mean, I think a lot of the people who have that mindset are the people who are just going to make the food for themselves. Anyway.
There used to be one for the AIP diet for the autoimmune protocol, which is real foods.
Yep.
But they used to have those, and I don't know if they still have it. What company did it? But I think it's a great idea.
We tried a bunch. When the twins were babies,
mm-hmm.
when I attempted my first blog,
mm-hmm.
and I tried, we did HelloFresh, Green Chef, which is HelloFresh's mm-hmm. organic version, right. Blue Apron, and then there was another, Gobble, I think was one. Mm-hmm. Gobble actually sent, like, fully cooked things that you just warmed up and assembled, which
like
was...
Like a TV dinner.
Yeah, it was not what I was expecting. We didn't enjoy that one very much. But they're all really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say they're really good for people who work all day
mm-hmm.
and they still work for families. We found when we were feeding our family of six, we could get a box that was for four. Mm-hmm. Now we're feeding a family of six where four of them are small kids.
Right.
But we sometimes could even stretch the meals that were just made for two
mm-hmm.
by adding bread and adding salad.
Right.
And you can make it stretch. And if it was like a taco meal, we would get those for four people and then we would add chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't completely replace all the groceries for us, but
right.
we could make it work for very busy seasons.
Yeah.
In fact, that might be helpful during ball season.
Ball
Again,
season.
I'll have to
yeah.
consider that.
So those
but
are
expensive.
Those are meal planning services.
Yes.
So we're also talking about meal plan.
Yes.
They actually, people out there on Etsy, they have their own websites. They're everywhere where they make the meal plan for you. You can pick gluten-free. You can pick dairy-free. You can pick
emails.
Yeah.
Is an option where they make one.
Right.
And they give you the grocery list.
Yes. And you pay for
Walmart
it.
Pickup.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. My sister did that one for a little while.
Emails.
She really liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So there's a lot out there that nutritionists have some out there.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, choose what you like. I know there was a healthy one like Dashing Dish
uh-huh.
and then the Delicious Organic one and then the one that you're just
oh,
looked at the Fallon.
I'm gonna look at Fallon's Table.
Fallon's Table.
Yeah.
But there's several of them out there and you pick what you like. People have already done the legwork for you. The recipe is there. The grocery list is there. It curates the list once you pick your meals
mm-hmm.
and you pay a small fee a month for those,
yeah.
which is pretty cool. Or you can just,
yeah.
you can do it yourself.
I think there's nothing wrong with wanting to do it yourself or wanting to
sure.
pay for the service.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am entering a season where I think I'm willing to pay
mm-hmm.
for this. It's not really a fully prepared plan. But it's a starting point,
right?
Where then I'm don't have to think about it,
mm-hmm.
and then as I learn more and as I want to branch out a little bit more, I can make substitutions.
You can
and change things that I know that will fit well and will nourish my body. That's
right.
what I'm focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't need to just be surviving on graham crackers and the leftovers
no.
that my kids are eating. I need to fuel my body and nourish my body.
Right.
Because if I don't do that, it's not going to be too long before there's going to be irreversible health consequences.
Sure. And those are really expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they are.
What is it? You're going to pay the farmer now or pay big pharma later?
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you know, play on words there, but that's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's not funny. Ha ha.
It is not funny. Ha ha. But I heard that the other day. You're going to pay pharma
yeah.
now or Farmer now or pharma later.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you
sad.
Know, yeah, it is. But if you're sitting down, like if you did the pantry
yep.
that we talked about and you know what meals your family already likes, you already got a meal plan.
Yes.
It's already there. You know what you're going to do next week, the next
yeah.
week, the next week, the next
and
week.
And don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Just do it. You know, just do it. I mean, if you want to change something up, change your dessert up, change your
yeah.
salad up, change something different. But keep trying that. That's so going to be so important.
I know our schedule has enough variety in it that I think I could very easily pick the same 10 meals
mm-hmm.
to repeat and we would not get bored.
Right.
I just feel like I would get bored.
Yeah.
But maybe I just need to try it. I have done some evaluating that in
mm-hmm.
February we're going to try some old things, not new things.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Try some old things like just do the same old thing for a little while and just because it's consistent
yeah.
and it's easy and it is good nourishing food.
I know, and I regret now that I did so much experimenting because there were some meals that we really, really liked.
Yeah.
Our meal plan was kind of loose because it made it easier because we were a ball family. Yes. We did, Monday was Mexican night, and it would be different. It could be tacos, mm-hmm. it could be enchiladas, it could be whatever. Yep. Nachos usually because it was so inexpensive.
Yep.
Tuesday was where I kind of did what I, you know, the fun thing that I wanted to try, a shrimp Creole or something weird. And then on Wednesday was always soup and sandwiches, probably because church, maybe. Yeah. That was why it was so easy. Thursday was usually a roast. I put it in the crock pot or I could cook it on the stove. And Friday was pizza night. Mm-hmm. And then when the kids were younger, I would make a crock pot meal on Saturday. But then as they got older, we started grilling out on Saturday night because I was just getting tired.
Yeah.
I was just really getting tired. And then I would always make a crock pot meal on Saturday night and then pop it in the crock pot on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it would be ready when we got home from church.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a loose meal plan, but it gave me an idea. I knew what I needed all the time. So I could be consistent with my meal planning. I could be consistent with my grocery budget. That was really important.
What did y'all do for lunches and breakfast?
Lunches was usually leftovers, actually. We would have leftovers. We always sit down together at breakfast. A lot of times breakfast was bacon, eggs, biscuits, or pancakes, or oatmeal. They didn't love oatmeal.
Yeah, mine don't love
oatmeal. I loved to make baked oatmeal because I love baked oatmeal. It's like a big cookie.
One of mine still does not like it. I need to find one that's mm-hmm. a little bit more like a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would call them breakfast cookies. Like if I could find one.
I have one. Yeah, well, I have one. It's just totally brown sugar oatmeal and it's a big cookie. And you put brown sugar and milk or top milk, the cream. It's delicious.
Better than any store bought cereal.
It's delicious. It's delicious. And so whatever we would have, we would eat that for breakfast.
Yeah.
But I did do the waffle. You know, make a lot of waffles or make a lot of pancakes, and we can pull those out. Toast, eggs, bacon, grits, something like that.
Yeah.
And then we would start school. And then for lunches, a lot of times we would have sandwiches, leftover meat usually.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joes. Those are easy to make.
It's making me hungry.
I know, right? It is dinner time. Almost dinner time. But, you know, something easy like Sloppy Joes, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
We would have for lunch. And then we'd have the dinner that was typical. You know, we would go and start that. Or a lot of times, actually, my grandmother taught me this, is we would make the big meal in the day.
Yeah.
And so if I had time, depending on the school schedule, I would make the big meal in the day and we would eat the big meal. And then we would have leftovers for dinner.
Yeah.
Just swap it around.
Yeah. If Kyle worked at home, we would do that. I think that would be nice.
Because mm-hmm. we were gone at ball in the evening.
Yes.
So instead of eating when we got home, they could just snack when we got home.
We have decided we are going to end up having a lot of, I need to get a plug-in for my car for mm-hmm. the crock pot so that we have,
I'll
cook the crock pot or in the Instant Pot. Mm-hmm.
And you can take it to the ball field?
Take it with us to the ball field because then Kyle can meet us there on his way home
mm-hmm.
And we can have picnic dinners, but it doesn't have to be sandwiches and it doesn't have to be concession stand.
No. And you know, one thing that I just thought of, I used to do, you know, we had the internet, which was really cool. I found these Christian homemaking mama forums. Mm-hmm. They don't even have forums anymore. They're Facebook pages, right?
Yeah, but it's more Facebook pages.
Yeah. So there was one, her name was Lane's Letters, and she was from California, and she would write what she was doing and what she was cooking that week. Really cool. And there's probably an archive out there of them.
Yeah.
But one thing she would always do is she would keep a pot of pinto beans on her back burner cooking all the time.
Huh.
And so I started doing that, and I would have tortillas.
You just said tortillas.
I said tortillas, didn't I?
I love it.
It's funny. Yeah, we mess things up like that on purpose at home all the time. It's just to be funny, and I realize you guys don't know me that well. Anyway, so... I would have the tortillas. If they were hungry, there's your beans, ham hock usually in it, something like that.
That's smart.
Yeah, and then
they could throw some shredded cheese.
If they were hungry, that was always on the back burner. You can always eat that. And I got that idea from her. And then it was hot.
Yeah.
It was like a meal. And they weren't in the kitchen all the time. But if they were hungry, there was always beans.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was going to stop buying store-bought tortillas, but I haven't yet. just because it is so mm-hmm. easy.
It is so easy.
Like Sunday nights, most of the time we don't get home from church until after 7, sometimes 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want something easy. So I'll pull out my big electric griddle and mm-hmm. we make quesadillas because yeah. I can fit yes. 6 at a time mm-hmm. on it.
Yes.
And we just make, I mean, I buy the fajita size tortillas because you get more in a pack for the same price as you get the big ones.
Oh, sure.
And yes, I know they're small, but we
But it's make, all about quantity right, with the kids. I had 5 and you had 2 big ones. It doesn't matter. You had 5.
Right. So we make quesadillas with them, but then we also use them for tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So it works well. But the pinto bean idea
mm-hmm.
is so good.
I loved it.
So refry beans are just mm-hmm. mashed up pinto beans that have been cooked again.
That's it.
That's all it is.
And they are mashed when they've been cooked a day and 2 days and 3 days. And you just take them out, put them on the back burner, and they'll just be going all day.
I would eat that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a great source of protein.
And then we'd always have maybe a chips or something, nacho chips.
We do. That's another thing. Like, I just can't give up the store-bought tortilla chips. I know they're not fantastic, but when I've got 4 kids, that's an easy snack. Some chips and salsa. The salsa, at least, is better for them than
And you can make a tray of nachos for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
For nothing.
Oh, yeah. You throw a whole bag of chips. Mm-hmm. I will do a roast in the crock pot.
Yeah, like carnitas or something.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'll do, like, roast, and I'll sometimes we just make it like Mississippi roast, and I'll throw mm-hmm. in some chili powder in it to give mm-hmm. it a little bit more
I love
like
Mississippi
that
roast
flair. And then we'll shred it up and put it on nachos.
You should put a jar of cowboy candy in there and see. I bet that would be really good.
I do that.
But the sugar, because the sugar instead of banana peppers. Oh, the sweet.
It's really good.
I bet it is really good.
The sweet and spicy. And it's not too spicy for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a lot with a roast.
I used to know a lot of people that would do back when my kids were growing up, where they had books called Once a Month. Meal planning, where you would go to the grocery store, buy everything for the month or 2 weeks to 1 month, and you would prep it all that day.
Yeah.
And then you would put it all in the freezer.
That's what I need.
Mm-hmm. It's called once a month meal planning. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of them that were out there and people did that. They would go to Sam's, buy everything they need, would fry up all their hamburger, they would make all their meat.
I did that at one point when we lived in our old house. I don't remember. I think it was before Hattie.
Was it called once a month cooking or batch cooking or something? It was real popular.
J.R.L. Stewart does the big batch
cooking. It was really popular.
Cooking.
Yeah.
I like the concept, but I have not found the way to marry the big batch with like the whole food concept. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the big batch cooking is like casseroles that are not always made with.
Right.
Whole
so give me some ideas. Let's see if we can off the cuff figure something out for a week. So, like, what would you eat on 3 days? Like, what would you do? Give me 3 meals.
3 meals. Okay, well, Taco Tuesday. We always have Taco Tuesday. We try to do Meatless Monday, but that's kind of turning into an easy night because Kyle stays the night with my parents to help save on gas.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll eat sometimes with his parents, or we'll just have some snack dinner.
So we've got to make the taco meat.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And so, but sometimes Taco Tuesday is shrimp tacos or fish tacos, mm-hmm. or not everybody in the house likes enchiladas. Enchiladas are my favorite. Mm-hmm. Chicken enchiladas. The Campbell's recipe. Chicken enchiladas. So good. We tried to make enchilada dip last night. It did not.
It did not work.
No, it's too salty. I don't know why. I guess I just added too much salt, or I did use canned cream of chicken soup because I had it.
Going to get haters now.
I know.
You're going to get all the people.
I know. You can hate me all you want. I'm trying to use up the
good, better,
that
best.
Pantry.
That's right. Yeah. We are actively participating in what we are teaching you.
It didn't work. I should have just made enchiladas.
Right.
But let's see. Wednesday nights we eat at church, and then we like to have some kind of pasta meal and a roast.
Okay, so this is how you would have done it back in the day when we were doing once a month cooking. So you would make enough hamburger meat for the 4 taco meat. So you would go ahead and fry that up, put your taco seasoning in it, and you would take it out and divide it into 4s and put it in a Ziploc bag.
That before.
and then flatten it.
Why am I not doing it?
I don't know. You would, if you're using lettuce, you would go ahead and grate up all your lettuce.
Yeah.
Just not, it's not going to last a month.
Yeah.
But you would grate enough, at least for the next meal. And then you would grate enough cheese for the next meal. And you would put the cheese, you would tape it or put it together with your meat and put it in, all in the freezer. Yeah. So when you pulled it all out, you had your meat, you had your cheese, you know, your sour cream's in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And you already have your shells, so yeah. You're already ready for taco night. And then with your roast, you could go ahead and prep your roast if you're going to put it in the crock pot. You can go and throw all your seasonings in a Ziploc bag, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in the freezer, and then you just dump it all in the crock pot.
So how do I do that with my half cow roast? Just take it out of the freezer paper it's already in and put it in the bag?
You can, or you can just make your own seasoning and put it in a jar and just know that you're just going to dump it on there.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty easy the night before. That's, roasts are pretty easy.
They are.
You know, and so you don't really need to do anything. What was the other meal? The taco, the roast.
Oh, the pasta.
So the pasta, you can actually go ahead and cook the pasta.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and cook the pasta, drain it well, and put it in a Ziploc bag. Make your sauce, put it in.
It freezes too.
Yeah, or you can just go ahead and make it. Yeah. Like, go ahead and make a whole bunch. If you're using ragu, you know, a red pasta or a creamy Alfredo, you can make a velouti sauce or a bechamel or something on the stove. Okay, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's flour and butter and equal amounts. And then you melt the butter, put the flour in there, whisk it till the lumps are out, or you can sift it as it's going in. And add 1 cup of, if it's 1 tablespoon flour, 1 tablespoon butter, you're going to use a cup of milk or a cup of liquid or a cup of anything, and you're going to make a sauce. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want Alfredo sauce, you can make it as big as you want, as much flour, as much butter as you want, as much liquid as you want, but then you're going to add in like cream or cheese or whatever you want, and that goes with your, that's makes a great macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And you can have... And then you can mix it however you want. I know, right? Yeah. I know. You already had a banana.
I think dinners are not the stressful thing for me.
What?
I think it's breakfast.
It's breakfast.
And then lunch is like a convenience.
I would totally do casseroles if I had kids. I would totally do sausage.
For breakfast.
Sausage casseroles.
So I have
French toast casseroles.
One who doesn't like the breakfast casserole that I make, which is like eggs and sausage and onions and
have
peppers.
You tried the cream cheese blueberry sourdough French bread? Mm-mm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But you can make a French toast casserole. Those are so good.
Yeah, I should try that one. I will send you the baked oatmeal. Yes, yeah, send me the oatmeal cookies. I have no problem calling them breakfast cookies.
There, it's just put it in a 9x13.
Yeah.
Just hook that
I've
up.
I've made
and put...
baked oatmeal before and it's good.
Yes.
But I still have one who doesn't like it. I think it's a texture thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a lot of good breakfast ideas. Mm. Oh, I know what I was saying. I was saying that it's getting better because I'm waking up early.
Yeah.
So I'm not rushing to make breakfast. Mm-hmm. But after my appointment with the, what is she considered?
Naturopath.
Naturopath. Mm-hmm. She wants me to start eating my breakfast within an hour of when I wake up.
Same. Yeah.
So I'm getting up at 5:30 right now. My goal is to get to 5. Mm-hmm. And then I'm having to make food for myself to eat, which sometimes is going to be different from what the kids are going to be eating because I need a protein and a carb in the morning, which I'm sure they do too.
They probably do.
But my, like, I could sit down and eat a slice of sourdough with avocado and some egg, and they're not always going to eat that.
Right.
But I would rather eat that than eat waffles. So
right.
Maybe I eat that on maybe the day
you eat
that
on the day that, yeah.
But breakfasts have been a struggle for me if I don't have a plan ahead of time.
Right.
And then lunches, I feel like I make them their fun food lunch, and then I have to make something for myself, which sometimes means I'm not eating, which is part of the problem
right.
that I'm having. So I still need to get a handle on
right.
breakfast and lunch.
Dinner I'm the same
is,
way.
I've got dinner, but it's a
not,
lot. Make it three
if
meals
if it's not
a day.
Prepared, I'm not going to do it. And
yes.
so this week, I made overnight oats.
That's on my list.
I put them in the fridge, and I just put the basics.
So how did you make yours?
So I did a half a cup, no, a third a cup of coconut milk, a third a cup of oats.
Why coconut milk?
Because I like the, it's not as tainted, and I'm not doing dairy because I was doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize you weren't doing dairy.
I'm not doing dairy for 2 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks.
What do you mean by tainted? Does it taste weird with raw milk?
What?
The oats.
No, it tastes great with raw milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it, I mean, if I use the real coconut milk, I don't want anything with I think it's called carrageenan.
Okay.
So we're trying to get away from the carrageenan gum. Some of your coconut milk in the fridge and coconut milk and almond milk, plant milk, non-dairy milk is going to have that carrageenan in it. So we're just using
the coconut. It's just how they process it.
Yeah, it's how they process it. Okay. I think it's a shelf life thing maybe I don't really know.
Yeah.
But we're trying to just have plain old coconut milk. So I'm just using coconut milk, but if I was doing dairy, I would do the same with dairy. So the same amount, I'm doing a third and a third. You can do a half and a half, however much. And then I use 1 tablespoon of, chia.
Okay.
Mix it up. And if I want a sweetener, I'll use just a teaspoon of maple syrup or a teaspoon of honey. This week I didn't put it in it. And then I just put it in the fridge. And then in the morning, I wake up and it's already thick, and I pour it in the bowl, and then you can set it in this. You can warm it up if you want it warm. You can put it in a pot, warm it up a little bit, and then I'll add peanut butter to it or almond butter.
Cold. I don't really want that texture cold.
No. Yeah, but you can put if so. I put mine in a bowl. You can put it in a pot.
Yeah.
Put or skillet with water in it and put your bowl in that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yep. So you're not really washing another dish, like a double boiler kind of. And if you have the ceramic bowls, you can do that. Don't do it with melamine or however you pronounce it. But yeah, and then you can warm it up like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll put some kind of nut butter in there for protein. Oh, and I also put a scoop of collagen, the Vital Proteins collagen in there.
For a little bit extra
protein. For a little bit extra protein because I'm trying to hit that 30 in the morning, that 30 in the morning.
That's what I need to work on. I was actually just looked up to find a good protein powder that's not filled with not great stuff so that I could add it to things like that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is they're just very pricey and I don't know if I can fit them in. I don't think I could afford to do it every day, but maybe if I could break it down by the daily cost, I could justify it a little bit better. But I like chocolate protein powder normally I use. I made some oats this morning. It was actually the nine grain flakes that Azure sells. So it's more than just oatmeal.
Right.
And it's good. And you don't have to add chia to it because it has flaxseed in it.
Oh, yeah. And so I like flaxseed too.
And it was good. I didn't have any chocolate protein powder. So I added a Ghirardelli chocolate powder to it.
Oh, there you go.
It had sugar in it. It was, but I didn't add as much. So it wasn't as sweet. But then I did put the peanut butter in there, and that was good. That was almost like eating a no-bake cookie.
It is. It's really good.
It just wasn't as sweet. Mm-hmm. I think I could justify having a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I put pumpkin seeds in mine this morning, and sometimes I put coconut. Mm-hmm. It's good. It was very good.
Yeah.
And raisins. I love raisins. And
I don't like raisins.
I love them. I love them. The organic golden ones. Love them. Soak them in orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like pure candy. I know. I don't even want to know how much sugar's in those, but they are so good.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of you didn't put anything in there really. Blueberries, cherries, whatever, and that's good. Or you can go ahead and make your frittata. You can make a Dutch baby pancake. So easy.
Like those are good.
Yeah, those are so easy to whip together.
Yeah.
You know, have a Dutch baby in the morning.
That's what I'm trying to find the bridge between what the kids will eat.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need to eat.
Right.
But not be so obsessed about what it is that I need to eat. If
right.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I would eat avocado toast every single day if I could.
I just want to know what's going to fuel me for that meal and be able to eat it and not overthink with it.
But you need to plan your meal so you have that and then wing it on the kids if you want to.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm looking at the meal plan thing.
Yeah, the meal plan's good. So, you know, I mean, you could individualize it.
Yeah,
you could do it on the week. You could do it on a month. You could do it on a biweekly basis. You could do it however you want. Or you can do it cyclical, weekly, the same meal over and over again. You can make it however you want. That's the beauty of it. But it is important to plan. It is important to think about what you're going to do because it saves you money. It saves you time. It saves waste. It's a good idea. I think it's really important, especially if you're starting out and you're trying to figure out how to feed your family without having to go through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know, really. You want it easy. You know, not everybody wants to be in the kitchen all day. Yeah. That's a Saturday thing, you know, for some people who like to cook. Shani's making faces of me. So I changed my, and we had something called the Disney Dining Plan, mm-hmm. where they give us the free food. So when I came back, I called it the A-Lives Dining Plan.
Oh, I like that.
And I put it on the fridge, and it had all the things. And then it had snacks.
Yep.
And snacks was always popcorn and things like that they could grab.
Yeah.
Banana snack cake, granola bars, things like that I would make at the beginning of the week. And I'd put them in individual, even though they're expensive, at the dollar store. Yeah. They had the, you know, the fold-over sandwich bag. Uh-huh. You could get like 200 for a dollar.
Yeah.
And I would put those in there so they could grab one or two or whatever. But I always did that to be on the head. And I made pepperoni pockets.
That sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm. You just make a whole bunch of dough.
That's what I need to... That was one of the reasons why I had to step back a little bit from working at the market or selling at the market, is because I need to be able to use my Saturdays to serve my family and to do the big prep.
Give them
things.
A whole shelf of the fridge. That's their snack shelf. They can eat whatever they want off that whole shelf. Do you watch the Beauty and the Beastins? She's got some good ideas about how to let the kids snacks and how to do a refrigerator.
I have watched. Her
before. She sets up the refrigerator cool with the snack stations. Mm-hmm. But you could do. There was, I watched a video years ago, a girl named Hal Jen does it. She makes a great banana snack cake, and she makes, the granola bars are fabulous. And the pepperoni Hot Pockets, I would use sausage because we had pork. And I would just take them, and you could probably get like 6 or 7 out of a roll of dough, sometimes 12. And you just flatten it in a circle, and then I would just put a little bit of cheese, a little bit of tomato sauce, and sausage, and just pinch it up, you know, and then I would just let it rise again, pop it in the oven, and then I would take it out, let them cool, freeze them.
Those are all goals for me. All right. So, go ahead and find us at Instagram or Facebook.
Wherever you find your podcasts.
That's right. Go check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And if you're so inclined, you can join us over on Patreon in our membership for $5 a month and get a whole lot of fun bonuses. And we are working on a monthly Zoom call. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will be happening very soon.
Yeah.
And we would love to chat with you.
Yes, we would. And we thank you so much for joining us and listening and being part of our podcast family.
Yes. Yeah. We love it.
Yep. So have a good day, and we will see you next week.
See you.